Thank you, Chair. This morning there was a query about interpretation of the virtual participation, to which I would like to, clarify. For the sake of multilingualism, I'll speak in French, if you allow me, although the French delegation is not there. Comme vous avez pu.
The ambassador of France is in fact entering the room. As you were able to note, it is possible to have virtual participation for our work. And in fact, virtual participants can be interpreted, but there are rules that need to apply. And this is pursuant to the United Nations' own rules, which are in force. So any virtual interpretation in which lasts longer than 30 minutes means that a plenary session can only last 2 hours. That means that if there is virtual participation for more than 30 minutes, we have to conclude a plenary session after 2 hours. That is why we had to take that into consideration this morning, to make sure that we could use the full 3 hours of the session and use interpretation. We had to not interpret the virtual participation. Often also, virtual participants deliver very poor sound quality, and that is not good for the interpreters. So what happened this morning was pursuant to United Nations rules. I repeat, if virtual participation exceeds 30 minutes duration, then plenary sessions can only last for 2 hours and not 3.